Greetings, my dear truth seekers. Many years of experience in my work have made me realize that being a truth seeker is not an easy task. Every day I have to deal with a huge number of misinformation, which is able not only to change people's minds but literally turn them into real plants, without the ability to think independently. That's why I created this channel, because I realized that all the media are biased, and the journalists working there do not have their own opinions. These journalists only say what is beneficial to the ruling system. Studying the incident over the Black Sea between a Russian fighter jet and an American reconnaissance drone, I, first of all, began to look through the news and analytical channels of the Western media. And everything I heard and saw disappointed me. In the Western media, I only heard accusations against Russian pilots. I only heard what kind of non-professionals they are, and that Moscow is trying in every possible way to start the Third World War with its actions. In short, I did not hear a single objective assessment of what happened. For the sake of interest, I began to study the reports of the Chinese media about the incident over the Black Sea. And I was amazed by what I saw. The assessments and conclusions of the Chinese and Western media were radically different. At the same time, Chinese social networks were literally full of laudatory posts dedicated to Russian pilots and how they professionally destroyed an American drone without using an expensive missile. In turn, Chinese experts directly stated that Beijing needs to learn from Russia how to put the United States in its place. The West understands only the language of force, and Russia has clearly shown the whole world how to talk to the West, Chinese experts said. Thus, in seeking the truth, try to study news portals and expert opinions not only of your own country, but also of the rest of the world. It is necessary to listen to the opinion of all parties, and only then, it will be possible to understand what the truth is and what a lie is. I think that the destruction of the American MQ-9 Reaper was a forced measure, since this unmanned aerial vehicle was flying near Crimea and collecting the necessary information for transfer to Kyiv for the purpose of further attack on the peninsula by attack drones. This case clearly showed that it is better not to drive Russia into a corner, and that Moscow is ready to defend its security and interests by any means. I have no doubt that the destruction of the American drone will force the Pentagon to reconsider the tactics of collecting the necessary information near the Russian borders. The destruction of an American drone over international waters was a slap in Washington's face. And the United States will turn a blind eye to this, as they do not want a direct conflict with Moscow. Russia is in a state of war, and it is better not to provoke Moscow. If the Americans continue to fly near the Russian borders and collect information for transferring to Kyiv, even being over international waters, this will not stop Moscow from destroying not only American drones, but also other aircraft, such as AWACS. The crash site of the American drone has already been discovered by the Russian military. According to insiders, the Russians have already begun preparatory actions to lift the remains of an American drone. Most likely, the Russians will get this drone and study it in detail. Later, most likely, the Russians will send this drone to Iran so that the Iranians can study in detail the latest American technology. Without a doubt, all this has already dealt a crushing blow not only to the image of the United States but also to its defense industrial complex. If the Russians, Iranians, and Chinese find out about the latest achievements of the American industrial complex with the help of a downed drone, then this will not only cause multi-billion dollar losses, but also force the US military to reconsider the entire established drones assembly scheme and replace all access codes and commands. All this will take years and even decades. To be honest, analyzing this situation, I laughed a lot. Just a month ago, the Americans shot down a cheap Chinese balloon over neutral waters using several expensive missiles and a fifth-generation fighter jet F-22. While the Russians shot down an expensive American drone without using a single missile. Yes, it's really funny, and most likely such cases will only increase in the future. So we should all get ready as the show continues, and we will witness such incidents more than once.